Good morning. Today we have a very important question in our series of the Kedusha, the holiness of Svarim, one relative to the other. And the specific question that we'll talk about today when it comes to the placement of Svarim, one on top of the other, is the placement of various later, chronologically later Svarim on top of the Mishnah and the Gemara. So for example, can you put a Sefer of the Rishonim, a Ritva, a Rashba, a Ran, on top of a Gemara or a Mishnah? And how about, if we say yes to the Rishonim, how about the Achronim? If you have a Sefer of the Chazon Ish, can you put that on top of the Gemara? And how about, as long as we're talking about it, talking about Rishonim and Achronim on top of the Mishnah and the Gemara, how about Achronim on top of the Rishonim? So if I have a Chazon Ish, can the Chazon Ish, the Sefer of the Chazon Ish, be placed on top of a Ritva or a Rashba, a Sefer of our Achron on top of the Rishonim? So just to take a step back, what we have seen previously is that we really have three, maybe four categories of Svarim so far. The top, the holiest, the most Kedusha, is the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And we also put a Tanakh into that category as well, because the Ikkar of the Tanakh, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, is the Torah portion, the Torah section of the Tanakh. Next level, category number two, is the Nevi'im Ksuvim, and we're permitted to put a Navi on top of a Sefer Ksuvim, a Sefer Ksuvim on top of a Navi, but we're not allowed to put category number two on top of category number one. And then the third category is that of the Mishnah and the Gemara, and that cannot be put on top of category number two, Nevi'im or Ksuvim, and certainly cannot be put on top of category number one. Why I said maybe four categories is we also have storybooks, Sipurim of Tzadikim, that bring us Yirah Shamayim and inspire us, but that is category number four. Those should not be put on top of even Mishnah and Gemara. But we're really talking now about category number three. How much is in category number three here, and is there a priority in category number three? Mishnah and Gemara, how about Rishonim, Achronim, Rishonim, do they have to be on top of Achronim? How about within the Achronim? There are Achronim that lived earlier and there are Achronim that live later. Do we really have to go and check every Sefer and see when did this Achron live? Or is it by age? Is it chronology? Or is it who was a greater tzaddik, who had a better Sefer? How is this all going to work? And in the end of the day, in the davar sof as well, do we really have to be driving ourselves up the wall to check every Sefer and know where its priority is? So we're going to talk about a lot of these issues right now. So the Tshuvas Shevet HaKahasi was asked the following questions. A Sefer of the Rishonim on top of the Gemara? And if that's okay, how about a Sefer of the Achronim on top of the Gemara? And to answer his question, he brings from a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham was talking about something related, but not exactly on point. He was talking about, can you put your tefillin of Shel Yad on top of the Shel Rosh? The Shel Rosh is on a higher level of Kedusha. And accordingly, is there a problem putting the Shel Yad on top of the Shel Rosh? And there he mentions the following. He says, Mutar lahaniach ksuvim al gabei nevim. It's permitted to put a Sefer, the ksuvim, on top of a Sefer, the nevim. And also the reverse is as fine as well. The nevim al gabei ksuvim. You can put a navi on top of the Sefer, the ksuvim, even though they don't have an equal level of Kedusha. What he's saying here is that a Navi is on a higher level of Kedusha than a Sefer from Ksuvim, and despite the fact that a Navi is more Kadosh, it doesn't matter, we can still interchange and put a Sefer of Ksuvim on top of a Navi. So we don't have to be totally strict about the Kedusha of the Svarim. And we'll say, as we put it previously, he doesn't say this explicitly, but it's in the same category. It's in the same category, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, category number two, so it's no problem interchanging. And then he gets to our specific question, how about a Rishon on top of the Gemara, an Achron on top of the Gemara? And he says as follows, based on this Magen Avraham, the same thing would apply with other Svarim, that it's permitted to put one on top of the other, even though one is Mekudash Umuktam Yoser Masheni. One has a higher level of Kedusha. Chronologically, it's earlier. We don't have to be so strict. So what he's saying here, apparently, is that when it comes to a Rishon on top of a Gemara, a Rishon on top of the Mishnah, not a problem. And not only a Rishon, but an Achron as well, even though the Achron was later the Achronim were basically from the Shulchan Aruch until this day, so approximately the year 1500 until today, and the Rishonim were approximately after the Common Era from the year 1000 to the year 1500. As of the Rishonim, it doesn't matter, you can put a Rishonim on top of a Mishnah. The Mishnah was sealed in approximately 200 after the Common Era. The Gemara Bavli was sealed in the year 500 after the Common Era. You can put a Gemara on top of a Mishnah, you can put a Rishon on top of a Mishnah and Gemara, and you can put an Achron on top of a Rishon and on top of Mishnah and Gemara, and you don't have to be so strict about these things. Based on that, Magen Avraham, even though one was earlier, one is in a higher level of Kedusha, it's okay. Now, just to buttress that a little bit, in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu, it tells an amazing story that the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, when he was much younger, he was once with the Chazon Ish, and there was a sefer of the Chazon Ish. Written by this Chazon Ish, one of his svarim was on top of a Gemara. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky is looking at this, and he says, there's an Achron, the Chazon Ish, a great Achron, but still he's an Achron on top of a Gemara, and he wanted to take the sefer Chazon Ish off of the Gemara, and the Chazon Ish himself told him, you don't have to take it off. Why not? Mishum shezefer zeh, mevi es a Gemara umefarsha. Because the sefer, the Chazon Ish, it quotes the Gemaras, it commentaries on the Gemara, it explains the Gemaras, it's a commentary on the Gemara, so you don't have to take it off. So we have here the Chazon Ish paskening that it's not a problem having an Achron, certainly an Achron that is a commentary on the Gemara, on top of the Gemara. That seems to be pretty similar to what the Shevet HaKasi is telling us based on the Magen Avraham. Now, just to continue, there's a Sefer Ginzei HaKodesh that brings from Rav Eliashiv as follows, that despite the fact that Mi'ikar Adin, we don't have to be so strict on this. You can put a Rishon on a Gemara, you can put an Achron on a Gemara. Nonetheless, Rav Eliashiv is quoted as saying that it's the proper thing to do. Shemitzat Hanhaga Tova, the proper thing to do is Ro'oi Lihizayar, that we should be careful, that we should not place a sefer of the Rishonim or the Achronim on top of a Gemara. So even though Mi'ikar Adin, it would be permitted, we're all in category number three. Mishnah, Gemara, Rishonim, Achronim, nonetheless, it's the proper thing to do to not put a Rishon and then not to put an Acharon on top of a Gemara. V'chein gam lo la'aniach sifrei Achronim al Rishonim. And in addition, he takes the next step and says, we should also not put a Sefer of the Achronim on top of the Rishonim. So the Achronim written after, from the Shulchan Aruch and onward, should not be put on a Ritva, a Rashba, etc., because those are the Rishonim. However, within the Achronim themselves, because we have earlier Achronim and later Achronim, we would say the same thing when it comes to the Rishonim. We have earlier Rishonim and later Rishonim. We don't have to be strict within those categories. So this is the view of Rav Eliashiv as follows. Mi'ikar Din, he seems to say, based on this quote, that Mi'ikar Din, strictly speaking, if we're in category number three, we have Mishnah, Gemara, Rishonim, Achronim. Mi'ikar Din is not a problem, but the proper thing to do is not to put a Rishon or Achron on top of a Mishnah or a Gemara. In addition, you shouldn't put an Achron on top of a Rishon, but within your category, within the category of the Rishonim and Kepeda, we don't have to worry about that. Within the Achronim, we don't have to worry about it. The Sefer Zichron Yaakov Lifshitz brings that Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector was makbid about this. Shehikbi lo laniach Sifrei Achronim al Rishonim. He was strict Me'ikar Adin to not put a sefer of the Achronim on top of the Rishonim. So we're seeing here that a number of the poskim are lenient when we're in category number three, but nonetheless, Rav Eliashiv says it's proper to be careful to not put a Rishon or Achron on a Gemara, and not put an Achron on a Rishon. And we have Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, who seemed to be even stricter. Don't put a sefer of the Achronim on the Rishonim. And certainly you would say, don't put a Rishon or Achron on top of a Mishnah or a Gemara. Now the Tshuvas, Olas Yitzchak says, Delahaniach Sifrei Gaonim V'Rishonim. We haven't talked about the Gaonim, but the Gaonim were a time period between the end of the Gemara and the Rishonim. So they have the Gaonim. There were all other gradations, other time periods as well. So he says, don't put a sefer of the Gaonim or a Rishon on a Mishnah and a Gemara. Actually, I'm sorry. He says that it's permitted to put a Sefer of the Gaonim and a Sefer of the Rishonim on top of a Mishnah and a Gemara, and similar things like that. It's not a problem. We don't have to be strict about this. So we're all in category number 3. All these Sfarim in category number 3, Mishnah, Gemara, Gani, Rishonim, Archonim, you don't have to worry about it. It's mutter to put one on top of the other. And he brings various rationales why this is the case. Number one, he says that it's fairly clear from the Shulchan Aruch that it's not a problem. Shulchan Aruch talks specifically about how Nevim, putting Nevim and Ksuvim on top of a Torah, etc. But he doesn't get into this. He doesn't prohibit putting any of these Sfarim one on top of the other. So that's clear from the Shulchan Aruch. It's clear from the other Poskim that the whole prohibition that's discussed of being careful about not putting Sfarim on top of the other doesn't reach into when we're all in category number 3. If you're in category number 3, it doesn't matter whatsoever. And in addition, he says at the time of the Gemara, we don't see that they were strict about not putting a Mishnah, a Tosefta, a Mechilta on one or the other. They didn't have a pecking order which was holier than the other, the Sifra, the Sifrei, the Midrashim, which has to be on top of the other. We don't see that they were makbid about this. So first, he says, we see that the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim don't say we have to be strict. Number two, at the time of the Mishnah, we don't see there was a pecking order like this, even though they did have different type of Svarah. And number three, based on Svarah, we have to say you don't have to be strict about this. Because, he says as follows, very powerful rationale, that if we don't say this, ein ledavar sof. Ein ledavar sof. Where are we going to end this? Are we going to look into every time chronology? Who came before? Who came afterward? And when are you ever going to learn Torah if you're always worried about putting Sfarim on top of the other? Ella, he says as follows, Ella li'inyan Tanakh dafla. It was only talked about, the prohibition is only talking about Tanakh, category 1, category 2. You can't put Sfarim on top of a Torah, Nevim, Ksuvim, but all the other Sfarim, be it Mishnah, Gemara, Midrashim, Rishonim, Achronim, Gonim, etc., it doesn't matter based on the Olas Yitzchak. And he says, "What? How about Rav Elchanan Spector, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, who was strict about this? He was strict. He didn't put this Sefer of an Achron on a Rishon, etc. Misifrei Poskim and Tshuvas, he didn't put on a Gemara. He was strict on all this." So he says as follows, that it was machmir chumyas yaseir al atzmahaya. He was machmir on himself, a very strict chumra on himself. However, the minhag olam is to be lenient, that when you are in category number 3, you don't have to worry. So we see here a whole spectrum of opinions. We see here that Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector was machmir. That's on the really machmir side. When you're in category number 3, you have to be strict that you can't put a Rishon or Achron on top of a Mishnah or Gemara. Apparently he would say mi'ikradin. You also can't put an Achron on a Rishon. Within the Achronim category, not a problem. That would be Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, that he was machmir on this. Then we have Rav Eliashiv, who says, Mi'ikar Adin, you don't have to worry about it if you're all in category number 3, but it's the right thing to do. It's the Hanhaga Tova, to be careful to not put a Rishon or Achron on top of a Gemara, and also to not put an Achron on top of a Rishon. And then we have other poskim that say that it doesn't matter, as well, like the Chazon Ish. We saw in the Chazon Ish that at least if you have a commentary in the Gemara, it can go on top of the Gemara. And we saw the Shevet HaKahati says, as long as you're in category number 3, that was the Shevet HaKahati, the Shuvas Olas Yitzchak, that as long as you're in category number 3, you don't have to worry about it. You can put anything on top of the other. It doesn't matter, because we're not talking about Tanakh. As long as we're in category number 3, Mishnah, Gemara, Midrashim, Geonim, Rishonim, Achronim, you can put anything on top of the other. And it comes down to that Machlokis. Obviously, the middle path is always a wise thing to do, the golden path, that if we can be careful, we should be careful, but certainly not at the expense of mental health. When it comes to mental health, that would be primary, and if a person has a propensity to get too concerned about these issues, about this and that, and get stuck on trying to prioritize the things, then it'd be best to stick with the Mi'ikar Hadin, and as long as we're in category number 3, don't worry about it whatsoever. Have a wonderful day.